Italians often have a glass of wine with lunch or dinner. They usually drink in moderation, but that seems to be changing among teenagers. There are increasing reports of binge drinking among young people in Italy. Now, one major city is taking action. Milan is going to prohibit Italians under the age of 16 from drinking in public or buying alcohol. Those who violate the law won't be happy when they get home. You see, their parents are going to have to pay the fines. The problem of underage drinking is not confined to Milan. Nancy Greenlee sent us this report from Rome.
Buskers entertain diners and drinkers sitting at outdoor tables on Rome's Campo dei Fiori. This piazza is a lively, popular gathering spot for Italians and tourists, despite the bleak statue of a hooded monk in its center. It commemorates Giordano Bruno, who was burned at the stake here for heresy in 1600. In 2009, you're more likely to find toasted teens.
I actually started drinking when I was like 13, so I really think that is not a good thing, you know?
21-year-old Ludovica Calicetti supports Milan's new ban. She admits that she drank too much at times. Italian law permits minors to buy and drink alcohol. The exception is supposed public places, bars and restaurants, but that never stopped her.
Yeah, because no one say nothing. We were not supposed to drink like under 16 years old, but we don't care because no one asks you an ID or anything.
Servers pick up mixed drinks, beers, and wine to deliver to patrons on the piazza. The wine bar Vinaria Reggio has been here for 45 years. Alessandro Reggio says he's seen disturbing changes among the young.
These 15 and 16-year-olds drink so much. To get blasted, really bombed. To enjoy a drink is one thing, but to drink ridiculous amounts to become drunk, that's not good.
Reggio won't serve minors, but knows kids can walk across the piazza and get served at another bar. He would back a law similar to Milan's as long as it's enforced. Young people, he says, are getting wild in the piazza, tossing bottles and making a ruckus all night. He hates to admit it, but says they've learned from other cultures.
The young Americans, English, and Germans that come here for a week's vacation drink so much every single night. It's best to enact some laws so that this, quote, fashionable behavior doesn't spread. Fashionable in quotes because it's becoming a social ill.
The Prosecco is flowing at a bar near Piazza Navona, where the happy hour crowd is older. 41-year-old Fabrizio Zappi isn't raising his glass to Milan's new law.
I think it's a mistake because they should learn at school proper behavior or in their families. It's not the municipality to do so.
But Francesca Pescatori says the trouble is starting at home. The 37-year-old lawyer says teenagers are far more independent nowadays, cruising around town on older friends' motorbikes or cars.
They're not controlled by their parents like we were. When I was 16, I had to ask permission to leave the house, and even then my parents would chaperone.
Prohibition doesn't go down smoothly, though. Ludovica Calicetti said she learned how to drink responsibly while still living at home and was shocked to see the excessive drinking when studying abroad in the U.S.
So I think that it's good to be able to drink when you're like 16 because you're kind of responsible. But 21, I guess, is too much because after that you just feel like repressed. So you start drinking even more, you know.
Milan officials have launched a campaign to inform young people about the law and the health risks of excessive drinking. They won't start doling out fines, about $640, for a few weeks. Meanwhile, similar regulations are being proposed in cities from northern Italy to Sicily, and Prime Minister Berlusconi has talked about introducing a countrywide law. For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlace in Rome.